Watch, anti-deportation protesters with foreign flags block traffic in Dallas. By Amy Furr on January 27, 2025. Protests erupted on Sunday in North Texas as officials in President Donald Trump's administration have been busy rounding up criminal illegal aliens. One group was seen waving foreign flags outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) building in Dallas, MRC-TV reported on Monday. Video footage showed the crowd with signs and flags as they appeared to block traffic while chanting. The clip also showed what appeared to be law enforcement officers at the scene. Additional footage shows protesters flooding a Dallas intersection. Drivers are heard honking their horns as the large group marches down the street. The news comes just after the Washington Post reported that Trump wants over 1,200 deportations every day, according to Breitbart News. The Breitbart News article said, the top-down pressure for more deportations coexists even as his deputies try to schedule hundreds of targeted deportations per day while also minimizing the risk of distressing viral videos. For example, crying women and children outside a school or church. That might reduce public support for deportations. A group protesting the mass deportations also gathered in Fort Worth, which is west of Dallas, on Sunday. One person carried a sign that read Immigrant Lives Matter. Meanwhile, ICE officials in Austin also began cracking down on illegals, Xin reported. Monica Yoaz, who is the ICE Southwest Region Acting Media Operations Unit Chief, said, ICE, along with federal partners including the DEA and ATF, began conducting enhanced targeted operations today in Austin to enforce U.S. immigration law and preserve public safety and national security by keeping potentially dangerous criminal aliens out of our communities. Breitbart News reported on Thursday that ICE officials had arrested over 460 illegal immigrants, including those with violent criminal backgrounds, in a 33-hour period of time. Per the MRC-TV article, ICE has been targeting child rapists, gang members, and murderers as part of the Trump administration's efforts.